USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Presidential candidates are weighing in after special counsel Robert Mueller announced he's done with the Russia probe. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker says Attorney General William Barr should release the entire report.
I think history has got its eyes on him, and he needs to do the right thing and release the report with obviously the appropriate aspects of national security or personal information redacted.
Senator Bernie Sanders echoed those same comments at a rally in San Diego, California. ISIS has reportedly lost control of its last stronghold in Syria. The Syrian Democratic Forces press office says that ISIS has been defeated as the region around Baghouz has been freed, ending the self-proclaimed caliphate formed in 2014. The IRS announced that tax refunds are very close to last year's average. The average person is getting back $2,957, which is $3 less than last year. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
President Trump says he'll nominate Stephen Moore to fill the vacancy on the board of the Fed Reserve. Moore is an economic policy analyst and fiscal conservative who's been also critical of Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Moore joins Fox News and talks about what he's going to try to implement on the board.
I will try to pursue and promote policies that increase wages and increase growth and prosperity. That's my whole agenda here, is what makes American businesses and American workers, you know, better off.
Flood damage in Nebraska is expected to exceed $1.3 billion. Nebraska Governor Republican Pete Ricketts says despite that all, his state is doing their best to remain optimistic.
This is going to be a, you know, long road recovery, but, you know, we're Nebraska strong here. We're going to get through together. Yeah, the water is crescent and starting to go down, but we're still having a lot of flooding all along the major river systems across our state.
March Madness continues with a full slate of games over the weekend. The Sweet 16 will be decided by late Sunday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
President Trump has made some strong comments regarding the Democratic Party, calling them anti-Israel and anti-Jewish. This after a House vote that was broadly a resolution that condemned hate speech, as opposed to condemning anti-Semitic remarks that were made by a few Democrats. How much are people in Israel, though, paying attention to U.S. politics and what's going on in our House of Representatives? I had a chance to catch up with Matty Friedman. He's author of a book titled Spies of No Country, Secret Lives at the Birth of Israel. And one of the questions I asked him was how much the average Israeli pays attention to American politics.
The average Israeli doesn't really get the difference between Democrats and Republicans. Most of the Israeli political spectrum is, and all the big red flag issues for Americans, is Democrat. I mean, we have state health care, and we have pretty tight gun control, and all the issues that Americans like to fight about. Almost the entire Israeli electorate would be in the Democratic Party. Israelis don't understand that. They don't really understand the way issues break down in the United States. I think Israelis understand that, for whatever reason, the current American president, Donald Trump, is very supportive of Israel. And that's basically what an average Israeli voter gets. Does the American president have our back or not? They sense that President Trump does have Israel's back, and that makes him kind of a popular character over here, even though I think people aren't really informed about the, you know, the nuances of American policy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.